time you've seen an offense with this much misdirection?
Probably since college, probably about 12 years ago.
Does that present for you and for the guys who are playing?
Well, you got to be disciplined. You know, you got to stay in your gaps, stay in your lanes, and we got to have schematically everybody's got to be in the same place and be on the same page at the same time.
There have been times when new guys on this defense have struggled against the Redskins because of their unique zone blocking and not being familiar with it. But you have D'Amico, you know, Houston runs the same thing. Do you feel like he's got a real good bead on that part of their scheme? Does that help?
He knows. I mean, he knows what he's doing because he's seen it all the time. But it's going to be 11 of us out there, so it's got to be more D'Amico that knows what he's doing. He's got to carry out his assignment just like the rest of them.
So a guy like Kendricks, who might not have seen it very much, is there a little bit more this week for him in the study room, or just to understand how they're going to try to get that cut back and push everybody one way? And
Kendrick has seen it in college. You know, they run a bunch more of it in college, and he's seen it quite a few times, so he's familiar with it. It's just a matter of staying disciplined at all 11 of us.
Todd, what do you want to see from Vinny Curry during the week that would make him active on Sundays?
I think he's doing everything he can do. He's working hard. He's hungry. He's doing a lot of the right things. But, you know, you got six other guys that are hungry also and doing the right things. And by game plan and how we see it and how you can bring them up and bring them down, you know, it's just a tough deal because you got about seven tough players over there.
Do you think the ends ahead of him on the depth chart are playing well enough to keep him off the field?
I don't think anybody's playing bad, you know. I think it's going to be tough. I think he's closed the gap considerably, and we just have to play it by ear.
What are some of the keys to stopping a quarterback like, you know, Robert Griffin?
He can run. You know, he can run and he can pass. He's a dual threat that makes him very dangerous. Like you said, the offensive line with the zone scheme makes it dangerous. We got to be disciplined. We got to be able to tackle because when he gets outside the pocket, obviously his speed takes over and he has a different gear than a lot of quarterbacks.
Does his running ability affect the way you rush him as far as use of the wide nine, as far as maybe going more with a mush rush, that kind of thing?
Times where you're going to have to rush him without worrying about it, and then there's going to be times where you have to be under control and understand during situations what you're doing as far as rushing him.
He got hurt earlier, and he said that he's trying now to be less reckless because he can't help it when he's off the field. Do you notice that? Do what he says?
Not a great athlete. He's doing the same things he's been doing.
You more likely to go zone as opposed to man so that the players are facing him and not?
Not really. I mean, situation depends on that. Again, you can't just go into the game saying we're playing all zone because he can run or all man. A situation to present itself to do both.
The first six games for them, Fred Davis seemed a big part of their offense. Obviously, when he went down, Paulson went in, they re-signed Coley. What's different with the offense without Davis as opposed to with him?
I don't think it's much different. I thought Paulson came in and did a good job, and they got Niles doing a good job in 84, and Cooley's coming back and working his way back into it. They have more than capable tight ends to get that job done. You know, Davis was explosive. You know, the other guys are explosive too, but I think it's just a trust factor with the quarterback as far as him getting to know them, but I don't see them slowing down any.
Todd, what have you seen from Fletcher Cox so far, and what do you want to see from him kind of in the final seven games here?
Well, you know, Fletcher came in highly touted, and he's getting off the ball, and he's learning some things and seeing some blocks he hadn't seen before. Just want to see him come out with the same aggressiveness and not think as much and just go out and play football.
Todd, the last 3 weeks, you guys have had trouble getting off the field on third down, especially against the pass. Is there a common thread there? I mean, on some of the problems you've been having on third down, has it been the pass rush? Has it been the back end? I mean, anything you can point to?
No, it's been one particular guy here or there. Either we got him covered and he breaks out of the pocket, or we're getting ready to sack him and the guy leaves his coverage trying to see something else. It's just a matter of wandering eyes. We got to keep our eyes on our man and we got to stay in our lanes when we rush the passer.
You've had 5D tackles active since Mike Patterson came back. How's that rotation been and how's that affected the DNs? Because now there's four active as opposed to five.
I don't think it affects the defensive ends at all. As far as the tackles, you kind of rotate them in, and whoever has the hot hand kind of gets more plays than the other guy. But I think because they take such a pounding in there, it's necessary to have them up right now.
Mike Patterson, the conditioning. I mean, he's always been a great run stuffer. The Redskins like to run. So do you think he'll play a bigger role, and does he have the conditioning to do that?
I don't know if he has the conditioning to go. I don't think any of them do full game if they're pounding you like that and running with the zone scheme. But his condition has been good. His condition has been good, and he'll see some significant time this week if the situation presents itself.
How does that rotation work throughout the course of a game? Does Jim Washburn just decide, or you know, do you go up and say, hey, let's get this guy?
No, we talk about it during the week as a staff, and we kind of know going in what dictates who's playing, whether it's run, pass, or more run or more heavy personnel as opposed to more wideouts in the game. So you kind of get a feel that way. We kind of know who's going in as far as that's concerned during the week.
In terms of the lack of turnovers, you've spoken about it before, how they kind of come in waves, but they haven't come in waves yet. Are you still expecting it to happen at some point, or is
it? Yes, I am. You know, we work at it every day. They've got to come in waves, you know. We've been working at it. We're trying to get the ball out. We're going after the ball, and we're trying to punch it out. It hadn't happened. I'm very sure it'll happen. We just have to keep plugging and working away.
The issue in the first quarter, really, against the Cowboys, where guys just seemed to either miss tackles or be out of position. You guys really corrected it after that, but obviously that was a key. You know, they drove down there and scored.
On the first drive, we over-pursued quite a bit. I think everybody was over-pursuing the ball, and the ball was cutting back on a lot of things. And we kind of calmed down after that and got it under wraps and started wrapping up better as the game went along.
A few guys are feeling the urgency, having a losing record, trying to get a win.
No, I just think guys are hungry to make a play, and they just have to be under control when they play.
Yeah.